Mikey, FP2 out of the way, P5, I think, by the end of that session. You had a couple of decent free practice sessions this morning, which gives you a good sight of a setup for qualifying, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little underwhelmed with my performance in FP1, finishing P15, but then, yeah, the P5 and that one just kind of strung everything together, made a couple of adjustments to the car and a couple of adjustments to my driving as well, and it all came together nicely. So hopefully there's still a little bit of time left to try and extract out the car, but it looks like it might be wet for the next session in qualifying.
Yeah, looking above us at the moment, the clouds do look like they're gathering, don't they? I mean, the good thing, though, I mean, everybody knows that FP1 is housekeeping, and then make the changes for FP2 and get that set up ready for qualifying. So some good learning has gone on between those two sessions.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you've got very limited time in touring car practice, but you've just got to make sure that you're learning on every lap you do. And like you say, FP1 doesn't really mean anything across the whole weekend. As long as you're making progress throughout FP1 and FP2, so you feel confident going into qualifying, that's kind of the main aim. And I think we've achieved that so far.
The new qualifying format means shorter 10-minute sessions. It's really cold here today. Track temperature is low. It's going to mean getting heat into the tyres and setting a time is going to be really important in the first of the new qualifying sessions.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, you need flawless pit stops. You need no dramas on the out laps whilst you're warming your tyres up. And, yeah, you just need to nail it for 3 laps. I think it's going to be exciting. Yeah.
Did you? There was a little bit of rain earlier. The track was obviously a little bit damp. Were you tempted to try out some wets?
No, it never really got to that stage. I mean, it hurt us on the first run. The little bit of drizzle we had out there meant we couldn't quite put a lap time down. So we came in, waited for 7 or 8 minutes for it to pass, and then kind of got a practice quali sim in there at the end.
Yeah. I don't know, you've obviously had a look at the weather forecast. Is it going to be wet, do you think, for the start of qualifying?
I've no idea. It's changing every time I look at it. But I think, judging by the skies and what I've seen on the weather, I think there is a good chance that we get rain between now and qualifying. Yeah.
You don't mind a bit of rain here at Donington, though, do you?
Well, I might have had a...
Thinking back.
Might have had a good result or so in the past. But, yeah, I mean, I think with the rain comes more variables and a little bit more unknown. So it could work into our favour, could not. But who knows?
Overall, though, generally happy with the setup of the car now.
Yeah, I mean, after that session there, I feel a lot more confident in what I've got underneath me. Not that I didn't in FP1, but it just needed a little bit of tweaking to suit the way I wanted to drive it. And I think we're much closer to that point now.
Great. Have a good quali.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.